This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
It is a Reaction Monday. I know I'm not going to pay off the rules of the business, pay off this tease immediately, because this has just come across and I just saw this. It is Black Monday. And we know the Cleveland Browns, they fired Kevin Stefanski. And I had to check and make sure I wasn't got. But Adam Schefter reports the Browns, they're interested in interviewing Condoleezza Rice for their head coaching job.
Is it the real Adam Schefter?
It's the real Adam Schefter.
That would be on brand. That would be really on brand.
11.3 million followers. It is the real Adam Schefter. Condoleezza Rice.
That'd be for an organization that hadn't been
George
able to figure
Bush
it out.
George Bush administration. Condoleezza Rice. Mm-hmm. That one.
Yeah. That'd be.
Like, well, hold on.
For interviewing for the head coach job or the general manager job?
Head coach. Interviewing Condoleezza Rice for head coaching job. I mean, good God, guys. I know a way. Are we just trying to just have fun with the Rooney Rule at this point? Is that what we're doing? Is that Condoleezza Rice? You're right. Like, the general manager job, I still think is insane. But that feels it at least. No. Either one of them. The head coaching position.
Yeah, I can't even take it serious, to be honest with you.
Oh, man. Is she turned? Wasn't she a part of the Broncos ownership team or something? What's she?
I mean, the same team that just gave a guaranteed contract to a guy that had been accused of all that Deshaun Watson was accused of is now, 2-3 years later, going to turn around and interview Condoleezza Rice for the head coach job. I mean, you can't make this stuff up.
That is wild. That is wild. How about that? Well, we'll see. Someone text in, her dad is a coach. Okay. All right. Sunday Night Football last night. We were sitting there watching that to see who would be the Texans' opponent, where they would have to go, either Baltimore or Pittsburgh. And I know last week we had a lot of conversations the team you wouldn't want to see is the Ravens. Teams that you really wouldn't want to see are the Ravens. Team you wouldn't want to look at and play is Lamar Jackson. I don't know about you, but I'm watching that game, Clint, last night, and when that field goal missed and went wide, my thinking was like, damn, I think that might have been a better path. I think that might have been a better path for the Texans. I think that might have been a better path.
Had that field goal gone.
This version of the Baltimore Ravens, not the one that we've seen that the Texans have had trouble with, but this version where Lamar Jackson isn't quite right. You could tell. I mean, he didn't run the ball like we normally do. I mean, Harmon, a defensive lineman, cut him off on the sideline to where he couldn't get any yard. That ain't happening. Interior defensive. That ain't happening, right? And they've got a bunch of dudes that are named Clint, but they're more named than they are game right now. Right, Roquan Smith is not the same Roquan Smith that was the best interior defensive lineman a couple years ago. They don't have a pass rush to speak of. Kyle Van Noy is 35 now, their best pass rusher. Marlon Humphrey is not the same. Derrick Henry is really, really good, but hell, they held him to like 20 yards or something like that in the second half. They just aren't the same team. And listen, I want to make it clear. I think the Texans should be favorite and are favorite by 3.5 against Pittsburgh. And I would think they are the better team between the two of them. But I look at it and you start looking at the Pittsburgh defense and the pass rush, the guys they have up front, and some of the guys they have there, DK Metcalf coming back. I think Pittsburgh is actually...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
A tougher matchup for the Texans than the Ravens.
Yeah, look, I thought I was I needed to wait to see the game specifically to see what Lamar Jackson looked like. And the Lamar Jackson I saw, like you said, was not full go Lamar Jackson that is super dynamic. That's not the guy that I watched play last night. Now, still can pull the rabbit out of the hat and make some plays, which will scare you, but it just wasn't the same Lamar Jackson. And so then all the other factors start coming into it. You go, they have zero pass rush. We've already torched them for 40-plus points, I believe, this year. You got to have a ton of confidence. And instead, you catch the Pittsburgh Steelers, which, again, now I know I'm probably one of very few Aaron Rodgers fans around here, but Aaron Rodgers, you take a veteran quarterback that has seen it all, that knows better than to try to hold the football, at least until the game dictates it, that's going to use all of his outlets and put real pressure on this defense, then all of a sudden that becomes a little bit of a problem. And they got a pass rush with Highsmith and obviously Watt is back and company. I mean, they can bring some heat. They got a corner that can lock down. So Yeah, I mean, I think in hindsight, I would have preferred to play Baltimore as well. Before the game, if I just had to randomly pick, I said Pittsburgh. But after watching that game, I think I would have preferred to have Baltimore as well.
I think that the Texans are the better team. I think that they are the team that should be favored in this thing. And I think it would have been either way. But, like, if you take, especially against this defense, Clint, you take Lamar's ability to run and what he's able to do there, and now he's just really a passer. And then you start to look at the weapons that they have, like that's a different deal, right? As opposed to the Steelers with Gainwell and Warren out of the backfield against potentially the linebackers, that's more problematic than I think than maybe what people are giving credit. I just think overall, again, I think they should be favored over both these teams, but I think actually now, today, the Steelers are a better football team and a better matchup, or a tougher matchup.
Tougher matchup, definitely. Yeah, no, I agree. I agree with that. I think that game, when you look at how the Steelers defended Derrick Henry and just loaded up the line of scrimmage and just gave all the opportunity to either throw a ball, which they ended up hitting some late, or when so much attention is to Derrick Henry, I mean, sneaking Lamar Jackson out the gate and getting him in the open field, you know, with one-on-one with a defender is a lot easier when they're loaded up to stop Derrick Henry, right? So, again, the fact that he wasn't ever able to really break loose and cause major problems for Pittsburgh tells you that he was a little bit hampered as well. So, yeah, man, I think in hindsight, I would have preferred to play Baltimore. I don't even care about the history of it. I would have preferred to play Baltimore, but here we see it, man. Pittsburgh is the go.
Yeah, yeah. It is Black Monday, and we've seen some coaches get let go. We talked about Kevin Stefanski earlier. The Falcons have fired Raheem Morris and their general manager, so they're completely starting over. And that's after them getting a win. Arthur Blank giving him a big-ass hug after the game, and then go ahead and let him rip a couple hours later. And then the Raiders, one and done. Pete Carroll, he is officially out. And then Jonathan Gannon, he is out in Arizona. So those are the coaches been fired. Any of those surprise you?
No, I don't think any of them surprised me. I think the one that surprises me is that old boy in Miami still got a job.
Oh, Mike McDaniel.
Yeah, I thought he would be out. I can't believe that the general manager in New York still has a job.
Yeah, they're keeping them.
I'm more surprised with the people that have retained jobs than I am by the ones that got axed. I mean, I think Raheem Morris and Terry Fontenot, I think a lot of that stems from the way that they handled the quarterback situation with the money that was already spent and then using a top draft pick kind of deal to do it. So I think that kind of spearheaded the issues with them, along with not winning, obviously. So, all of these guys, Browns are, I mean, it's about time Kevin Stefanski moved on. I mean, hell, if I'm Kevin Stefanski, I'm like, thank the good Lord they moved on for me. I mean, good gosh. But, yeah, no, none of these really, really surprised me. I'm more surprised at some of the guys that held on to a gig.
I wondered if Raheem Morris would get a little longer time. They played pretty well towards the end with him. They had some injuries. They won 4 in a row to close it. And they were close at 8-9, right with the other Bucks and the Panthers. But it's not a shock. You can understand maybe they're saying to themselves, we want to get an offensive coach to go along with Michael Penix Jr. in this offensive group. But that was the only one. I'm looking at this thing. This is Adam Schefter saying previously they had looked at Condoleezza Rice as a head coaching candidate.
The fact that there's any
in 2000 at the previous time and bringing and he's bringing back that back up that they had looked at her as a head coach.
It don't matter what. I mean, he can try to save that for them if he wants to, but looking at Condoleezza Rice, ever even shaping your mouth to look and view Condoleezza Rice as a head coaching candidate in the NFL is an absolute joke.
And it seems like the Browns would be the team.
And the Browns, their whole organization. You want to talk about dysfunction. You want to talk about – and you wonder why coaches go there to die. You wonder why quarterbacks go there to die. I mean, it's just what a mess. The crazy thing is 1-32. There's going to be another fool step up here and go, yeah, I can change it. I can fix it.
Yeah. He almost did. Two-time coach of the year.
Yeah. Almost.
All right, coming up, 713-572-4610. It's Monday. We open up the phone lines. And look, the Texans 12-5 finished the year with a 9-game winning streak. They're going on the road to face the Steelers. Question that I want to hear from you, 713-572-4610, we'll discuss. Is this Texans season already, regardless of what happens into the playoffs, already a success? Is this already a success, 12-5 where they are, regardless of how this playoff run goes? We'll discuss that coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.